Brewers did that yesterday with Nestor Cortez. Now Mitch Spence does so for the Athletics. Margot doubled against him last inning. The right-hander's 0-2. Breaking ball down and away, and he checked his swing for ball one. It'll be Margot, Alfaro, and Durbin. 6, 7, and 8 in the Brewers' order here in the home third. Freddy Peralta with 3 scoreless innings. He'll get a 4th when we get there. Nobody up in the bullpen. 1-2 pitch. Fouled out of play, right field side. 10 seconds for station ID. This is the Brewers Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
The 1-2 pitch again. Down and away on a breaking ball from Spence to Margot, 2-2. Leading off the home third, along with Kent Sommerfeld, our producer, and with Jeff Levering, I'm Josh Maurer. Big weekend here at American Family Fields of Phoenix. Second of 3 straight games. 3 straight days with a game here. A lot going on. Friday, Saturday, Sunday at the Brewers' spring home. 2-2 to Margot. Swung on, popped up on a breaking ball, hit on the left side of the infield. Play for the shortstop, Jacob Wilson. And on the infield dirt, he reaches out to make the catch. So Spence, upon re-entering, retires the first batter. Here comes Jorge Alfaro. The Brewers have the offense in full gear this week. They've won 4 in a row entering this split squad day here. And they've done it with a lot of great offensive showings over the last few days. Alfaro brushed back by a fastball. He takes it inside for ball one. He opened the scoring today. Chopped a 2-run double off the shortstop that was playing in last inning. Hit Jacob Wilson's glove, caromed into the outfield. 1-0 pitch, Jorge, big swing and a miss. How about this? And you take it for what it's worth in spring training, but the Brewers, during their 4-game winning streak entering today, had been averaging 9 runs a game. And they've already got 8 in this one. 1-1 to Alfaro, swing and a miss. Chased a breaking ball off the plate, low and away, 1-2. How about that? They've scored at least 7 runs in 5 straight games now, the Brewers have. And again, you just kind of say, well, it's good to see. It doesn't necessarily portend to mean anything when you get into the regular season. But nice to see the offense clicking as they go for a 5th consecutive win today. 1 out, 1-2 pitch. Alfaro took off the plate away from Mitch Spence. The other game is taking place against the Angels on the road. It's a 3-0 lead for the Brewers in that one. Game is in the 3rd inning. Tobias Meyer is on the hill. 2-2 pitch. Fouled back by Alfaro. Took a big swing at a high breaking ball from Spence. It remains 2-2. 8-0 here, Brewers. 3-0 against the Angels. RBIs from Isaac Collins, Oliver Dunn, and Jake Bowers had an RBI hit. And Tobias Meyer struck out 3 in the 1st inning. From the windup, Spence, 2-2 again. Just missed. That was close to the outside corner with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Alfaro, though, took it, and he's better for that. It's a full count. Jorge has had an impressive spring. Spence 3-2. Inside, ball 4. He walked him. Another impressive plate appearance there for Jorge Alfaro, who came in batting 333. He's driven in 7 runs in limited action here in the Cactus League, I should say. So Alfaro aboard for the 2nd time. Walk right in, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Caleb Durbin will bat. Made one of the outs in the 8-run rally last inning. Chops a foul right in the batter's box. It's nothing and one on Caleb. Got robbed of a hit by the 3rd baseman back in the 2nd. Did Durbin. So 3-0, the Brewers leading against the Angels in the other end of the split squad. Drive around the league brought to you by Construction Business Group. Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors, building Wisconsin together. Durbin chops the 0-1 to third on a hop played by Schumann to second one. Relay to first. They got him. Around the horn, a double play turned by the Athletics. Schumann, Muncy, and then Seth Brown at first. Durbin is not an easy guy to double off. He can run. So Spence comes back in and records a scoreless third. We go to the fourth. More Freddie. It's 8-0 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Flash frozen and vacuum packed, Usinger's fresh brats are styrofoam free and will stay for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest and most additive free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with all of our other great Link products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on the table.
American Family Insurance is a lot like Captain America. He protects the world.
It's just doing my job.
And we help protect your dreams with amazing auto and home coverage. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com. And see Marvel Studios' Captain America Brave New World.
Suit up. We need to move.
In theaters February 14th. This film is not yet rated.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
With all the money you can save on gas when you use the Club Citgo Rewards app, you're good to go. But good to go where? Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Cool. Good to go to the opera. Good to sit ringside at a boxing match. Good to go salsa dancing, tap dancing, or polka dancing? Download Citgo's money-saving Club Citgo app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
Your hometown crew.
Yelich trying to steal home. Here's the throw to the plate. He's safe!
No matter where you live.
Yelich sprinted home.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Freddie Peralta back out for a fourth inning. He has been terrific through three and works with an 8-0 lead over the Athletics. He'll face 2, 3, and 4 in the order, though. Seth Brown, Miguel Andujar, and C.J. Alexander. Here's Brown, who singled in the first, and he swings and shoots a foul back up over the screen to our left. Big cut by the veteran Seth Brown. Brewers Baseball is brought to you by the Wisconsin Dental Association. No dental insurance, but need dental care? They've got you covered. 0-1, big swing and a miss. Breaking ball, nothing and two. The new Wisconsin Dental Association Dental Savings Club can save you up to 55% from a statewide network of trusted WDA dentists. Join at WDAClub.com. 0-2 on Brown in the pitch. Down and away, one ball, two strikes. Freddie gave up two singles in the first inning. One to this guy. Got a double play to get out of the first and has had a 1-2-3 second and third. 2-1-2 pitch outside on Brown, 2-2. So he's looked sharp. Freddie has his sign from Jorge Alfaro. Overhead wind in the 2-2. Just missed a little up and away with 95-mile-an-hour heat. So from 0-2, it's a full count on Seth Brown, who's been with the A's for 7 years now. The major league level. One of the few guys in that organization that's been around that long currently. On deck, Andujar. The 3-2 pitch. Swung on, he popped him up. Right out in front of home plate. Third baseman Durbin is coming in. Calling off Freddie Peralta makes it almost onto the pitcher's mound. And Caleb is able to reach out and make the catch. They always tell the infielders to call off the pitcher, and that's what Caleb Durbin did. Freddie was camped underneath it for a few moments, thinking that he might have to make the catch. Durbin does instead, and that's 8 in a row retired by Peralta. Last man to reach is coming up. Miguel Andujar, a single back in the first. First pitch, hard ground ball, just foul. Pulled up the third baseline. He's had a couple of those carbless 1-2-3 flawless innings. Carbless premium cocktails in a can. Proud partner of the Brewers. Stop up for your next tailgate. Grab a pack of carbless at your local grocer. Carbless, this is more. One out in the fourth. 8-0 Milwaukee. And Freddie with an 0-1. And Duhar swings and misses. Look like that cutter that Freddie's now featuring this season in under his hands. Yeah, and the count goes to 0-2. He's got the entire arsenal working thus far this afternoon. Trying to put away Andujar. 0-2 pitch. Came in low that time. Same pitch. That time Andujar did not offer after it. It's been well discussed. Freddie, for the second season in a row, gets the ball on opening day to start the season, barring something unforeseen. Pat Murphy said he's going to get the ball in game two this morning. 1-2 is upstairs, 95 miles an hour. It's 2-2 on Andujar. And that person is going to be Nestor Cortes. That's the way the Brewers have that mapped out. Newcomer will face his old team, the Yankees, in game two of the year. One gone here, 2-2 pitch. Andujar chops one towards third, a fair ball, and it bounds up over the head of Durbin and into left. He'll turn first and make it into second base, Miguel Andujar. Yelich just lobs it into the infield. That was a Baltimore chop and then some. He hit that so hard off the compacted dirt right out in front of home plate. And that hopped high up into the air and over the head of the third baseman. So Andujar is 2-for-2. First runner for the Athletics since the first inning, and they trail 8-0 in the fourth. Cleanup batter C.J. Alexander to the plate with a man at second. And he swings and fouls one on the left side out of play. Left-handed batter bounced into a 1-6-3 double play back in the first. So the Brewers planning on Peralta game one, Cortes game two, games three and four up in the air. The pitch is inside on Alexander, one ball, one strike. That would be either Aaron Civale or Tobias Myers for the finale in New York, and whoever does not get that game would get the home opener against the Royals. Tobias pitching, as we said today, in the split squad. Swinging a foul tip into the catcher's mid-elevated fastball past Alexander, 1-2. Tobias got pulled after an inning and two-thirds in that game against the Angels. He didn't give up a run. Faced just seven batters, though. Hopefully nothing went untoward. 1-2 pitch. Alexander swings at a breaking ball and skies it into left center. Up in the air and playable for Sal Frelick. Moving to his right, reaches out, makes the catch. That's out number two in the fourth. And staying at second base is Andujar. Yeah, you would think they would have wanted Tobias to go a little longer than just five outs in that outing. 3-0, Milwaukee leading the Angels. So combined in this split squad day, it's already 11-0 for the two Brewers teams. And here is Max Schumann, the Athletics' third baseman. First pitch, good breaking ball. Splits the plate knee-high, strike one. It looks like that cutter for Freddy Peralta to Max Schumann. Flew out to the warning track in right. Back in the second did Schumann. He takes the fastball outside. 96 on the gun, 1-1. 8-0 Brewers in the fourth. This Athletics team playing a split squad day as well. They trail Texas 2-0 in the fifth in their home game. That was started by their new ace pitcher pickup, Luis Severino. Swing and a miss. 1-2 the count. And Peralta trying to finish a fourth scoreless inning here. He's a strike away from doing so. Luis Severino getting a big contract from this Athletics organization to go there as a free agent. Runner at second base. The 1-2 pitch. Just missed a little bit up and away on Schumann, 2-2 from Peralta. They spent a decent amount of money in the offseason. 2-2 pitch is fouled back out of play by Schumann, who is in his second year with the club. 133 games as a rookie a year ago, and it remains 2-2. You think about what happened at the end of their tenure as a franchise playing in Oakland versus what they did this offseason. It's almost like you don't recognize them. Severino getting the big contract. Traded for Jeffrey Springs. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. And Freddie reached back for 97 miles an hour to strike out Schumann. He blew him away. And finishes four scoreless innings here at American Family Fields of Phoenix. Ortho ASAP. Start healing faster. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. Bottom four, it is an 8-0 Milwaukee lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
Miller Lite is brewed with great taste and only great taste.
The Miller Brewing Company would like to issue a correction. Miller Lite is brewed to be less filling. What are you doing here?
Miller Lite tastes great.
Look, I'm just reading the script. It says less filling.
That's not what my script says.
Well, mine says...
We'd like to apologize for the previous announcers. Miller Lite is in fact less filling and tastes great. Time to shine, legal guy.
Celebrate responsibly. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Beer, 96 calories and 3.2 grams carbs per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
When you choose Blue Moon, everything becomes brighter. Every sip of their Belgian-style wheat ale is crafted with Valencia orange peel and coriander. Plus, try the new Blue Moon Light and Blue Moon Non-Alcoholic. Blue Moon Light is a wheat beer brewed with real tangerine peel for exceptional taste at only 95 calories. And Blue Moon Non-Alcoholic is everything you love about Blue Moon without the alcohol. Check your local stores for Blue Moon. Made brighter. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Blue Moon Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
The best sounds you can get.
Back, track, bye, bye, baseball.
All season long, this is the Brewers Radio Network.
Bottom of the fourth inning, 8-0 Milwaukee. And Mitch Spence, the starter for the Athletics, stays out there. He's recorded a total of 8 outs of the 9 they've gotten. And Cooper Pratt bluffed a bunt, pulled back, took ball one. On the 1-0 pitch, down low 2-0. Number 9 hitter Cooper Pratt, RBI single. With 2 outs back in that 8-run second inning rally for the crew. 7 of the 8 charged to this pitcher, Mitch Spence. Pratt, an impressive swing. Now the 2-0 pitch. He chops it foul. It bounds up the third baseline. Might have gotten him in the foot. Seems to be no worse for the wear. If it did, it's 2-1. By the way, I was musing about why Tobias Myers in the other Brewers game going on concurrently might have only lasted an inning and two-thirds. He did leave that game with an apparent injury. 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball inside corner on Pratt. 2-2. That is the worst news you could hear today. Guy that is anticipated to be, as discussed, either the number 3 or number 4 starter for the Brewers at the beginning of the regular season, leaving with the Athletic trainers in that game against the Angels on the road. Spence with a 2-2, and Pratt hits it in the air, right field, backing up C.J. Alexander. He's got room, though, right at the edge of the warning track. Alexander makes the catch. Another opposite field approach by Cooper Pratt. But he's retired for the first out in the home fourth. Sal Frelick, William Contreras, the next two due up. If you couple that news about Tobias Myers, and we're getting an update on that as we speak on the internal PA. Left oblique discomfort. Those obliques. That's what Aaron Ashby's injured with. Frelick hits one in the air. Left center field and deep. Esteori Ruiz back. He gets to the edge of the track and makes an over-the-shoulder catch. Frelick an opposite field bid, just like Pratt, that dies on the edge of the track. And two out for Spence. 8-0 Brewers. That brings up William Contreras. So now you've got Tobias Myers with an oblique injury. Aaron Ashby has still not been able to resume throwing 2 weeks just about since his oblique issue. and with D.L. Hall also, of course, on the shelf for at least the first 2 months just about of the regular season, you're having your starting rotation depth tested already. William Contreras will be pinch hit for here, so he had two at-bats, and they were two productive ones. Yadier Arenado swings at the first pitch and fouls it into the seats on the first base side with two out and nobody on. And Yadier fooled everybody by coming up so early in the game that they played William Contreras' walk-up song for him. He was greeted by Timmy Trumpet. What is it? Tommy Trumpet?
Timmy, you had it.
Timmy Trumpet. Yadier Arenado.
Who wouldn't want that to walk up to, though?
I bet it got him going. 0-1 pitch. Ah, he popped it up.
Not enough.
Into right center. Drew Avens, the center fielder, moving over to his left. He makes the catch. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Spence. Boy, he's been much better since he re-entered this game. A couple of scoreless frames. Arm musings will continue into the fifth, and Freddie Peralta will continue as well with an 8-0 lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Jan from Toyota here. Feeling cooped up from winter? Well, now until March 31st is the perfect time for a new Toyota, like Camry, Grand Highlander, and more. So you can get back out there and do the things you love, like hitching up the boat to a tundra for a lake day.
I haven't water skied in a long time!
Live out your spring fantasies with a new Toyota. Come in today.
Go from dreaming it to driving it. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Toyota, let's go places.
The chips that you like are not on sale this week, so we're going to have to skip those. Sorry, bud.
Aww.
Hi, we're the Woodmans.
I'm Clint.
I'm Phil.
At Woodmans, you don't need a flyer to find hot, hot deals.
With our everyday low prices and huge selection, you can find anything you're looking for.
And still save big time on your whole grocery bill.
So I can get the groceries I want and save money? Looks like your chips are back on the list.
Yes. Thanks, guys.
It's Woodmans.
Being a Pella consultant means helping people build their dreams.
Customers really appreciate just how prepared we are. All the samples, the videos, pictures.
We are with you from start to finish. You literally have a friend from beginning to end and beyond with your project.
Our Pella team simplifies the process, taking time to listen and find the right solution for you. And right now, get windows as low as $22 per month and doors as low as $89 per month. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Certain restrictions apply. It's 331-2025.
How can you not be romantic about this?
Back, track, gone!
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Freddie Peralta gets a fifth inning, leading 8-0. He's been dominant, and Jeff Levering is always dominant.
Well, I don't know about always, but sometimes. 58 pitches for Freddie Peralta. That's number 59, and it misses inside. And the best news is that fastball still at 96 miles an hour. So the pop still in that right arm of Freddie Peralta in inning number 5. Pareda, Avens, and Muncy scheduled. 1-0, a swing and a miss. Good breaking ball, looked like the slider. It's a one ball, one strike count. We've discussed it a bit over the course of spring training, but Freddie Peralta toying with a new pitch. The last few years, it has been an accident at times. That changeup misses inside, two balls, one strike. Throws the slider, throws the curveball, but there would be times where he would be in between the two pitches and accidentally throw the sweeper. Now he's throwing the sweeper intentionally. Here's the 2-1. Grounded towards second base. Two hops, an easy play for Joey Ortiz. 4-3 put out for out number one. Sometimes you can't control it in terms of finger pressure and where the ball is released, and maybe the baseball is not going to do what you want it to do all the time. But after a brief conversation and a bullpen session with Nestor Cortez, said, hey, why don't you try and do this all the time with the sweeper? And it's worked out okay for him in the spring. Drew Avens waiting on the first one. It's hit off the end of the bat to third. Durbin's got it. And two quick outs for Freddie Peralta and a couple of groundouts. And we saw this a few times with Freddie Peralta last year, where he can be extremely economical with his pitches and not get all the strikeouts. And strikeouts are fantastic. Had over 200 last year, 200 on the nose, as a matter of fact. But just two strikeouts today, 63 pitches, and he's two outs into the fifth. Max Muncy struck out in the second inning. And a line drive to center, a base hit. Squared up, 96, did Muncy. Two out single. Just the fourth hit allowed by Freddy Peralta.
I think this version of Freddy, the economical version, is the one the Brewers would really prefer to see most often. It's the games where he gets up to 80, 90 pitches in four or five innings that make it the hardest on him and make it the hardest on the team.
And too many times where he can only go five innings because that pitch count gets so elevated. The 0-2 to 3-2 counts, foul balls. That one's down and away on Esteury Ruiz. One ball and no strikes. If he can be more economical, last longer in ball games, it only helps your bullpen. One ball, no strikes on Ruiz, and he's got a strike there. 95 on the four-seamer. Sun splash day, had some clouds early, but the sun is shining bright in the fifth. 8-0 Milwaukee. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball. It's 1-2 on Ruiz. All eight runs coming for the Brewers in the bottom of the second. The pitch home. Got him looking with a fastball in the outside corner. Three Ks in five scoreless innings for Freddy Peralta. Halfway home in Phoenix, Brewers 8, Athletics nothing on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom-and-pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil and LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Bottom of the fifth, 8-0 Milwaukee. Christian Yelich to lead it off against Tyler Ferguson, the new pitcher for Oakland. Spence had the one bad inning in the second. Other than that, he was okay. That one's inside on Yelich. One ball and no strikes on the right-hander, Tyler Ferguson. Hoskins on deck, and then Joey Ortiz. 3-4 and 5 in the Brewers' order. Wind blowing out towards right. And the 1-0, Yelich hits it in the air on the infield. Right near the mound, who wants it? It'll be the shortstop, Wilson, takes charge and makes the catch about 10 feet behind the mound. Yelich, 1-for-3 as Hoskins comes to the plate. Baseball and bratwurst. Doesn't get any better than that, especially when the brats are usingers. Nothing is better than a usinger brat hot off the grill and some Milwaukee Brewers baseball. Down and away on Hoskins. Brewers will be back on the 31st of March after a quick swing into New York City for three games. Got the Kansas City Royals and the Cincinnati Reds to open up the home slate at American Family Field. There's a strike and it's 1-1. Can almost hear the grills coming out of hibernation if that's where they've been. Most, however, keep their grills going year-round. That's down and away. Two balls and a strike on Reese Hoskins. Grilling season is all year long. 2-1 to Hoskins. That's a strike. Two balls, two strikes. Hoskins with a two-run homer back in the second. Hit twice in the second inning. Fly to center on the first pitch, and then the two-run blast to cap the eight-run inning. 2-2. Tapper over the mound. Ferguson off his glove, and Hoskins will reach on an infield single. Not sure if that one got into the sunlight or not. Kind of a tricky time for a pitcher. The sun is right behind home plate at the moment. And sometimes pitchers, even on throws back from the catcher, if they are lobbed in that direction, a pitcher can lose sight of it because it gets into the sun. Either way, an infield single for Reese Hoskins. He's had a couple of infield singles this spring. Ortiz takes down an in ball one. You know, sounds good on a nice warm day like today. A Vizzy Hard Seltzer, that gets you in a good vibe. Vizzy Hard Seltzer, that's the biggest vibe. Vizzy Hard Seltzer that passes the vibe check as Ortiz lines one to deep left. It is off the top of the wall. Hoskins digging for third. Ortiz into second with a stand-up double. Very similar to the ball that he hit yesterday. The one that he hit yesterday got out of the ballpark on that two iron. This one hit right off the top of the fence. One out of two now for Joey Ortiz, and another $75 for the Mac Fund, thanks to our friends at West Bend, the Silver Lining. He has centered on some baseballs this spring.
Yeah, the sound of the ball coming off of Joey's bat, it's been electric. That one was squared up and then some.
Ortiz came into the game hitting 379. This one is a fair ball down the first base side. Margot is out, three unassisted. As Brown picked it up right next to the bag, Hoskins did not try and score. Jorge Alfaro, a two-run double back in the second inning. He's also walked. And for Ortiz, the big thing for him is making sure that contact point is in front of the plate at times. Felt like he was getting a late start, according to the hitting coaches. So getting that front foot down, a swing and a miss by Alfaro, and it's 0-1 on a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. So much so that the Brewers' hitting staff painted a line in front of the plate in the batting cage on the carpet. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. It's about 6 inches in front of home plate, but it's more of a visual, so when you take a swing as a hitter, that's where you want the contact point to be, out in front of the plate. And for Jory Ortiz, who sometimes can let that ball get deep, it's not a problem when it gets deep. Sometimes you hear hitting coaches tell you that. Let it get deep, let it get deep. For Ortiz, he needs that contact point to be out in front. 0-2 on Alfaro. The pitch, swing and a miss. He got him with a high fastball, and the inning ends. Couple of hits and a couple stranded for the Brewers in the bottom of the fifth. They lead the A's 8-0 in Phoenix on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The Island Resort and Casino's stay-and-play golf packages for 2025 are filling up fast. Book early in the week for best availability by visiting islandresortgolf.com. A favorite among golfers, Island's Drift Spa. Enjoy therapeutic or targeted massage, float therapy for deep relaxation, or new red light therapy to enhance muscle recovery. Book your Island Resort and Casino stay-and-play golf package today. Complete details online at islandresortgolf.com.
Come on, guys, get your shoes on. We're heading to Grandma's house.
Can I have an ice cream sandwich on the way? I saw some cedar crust in the freezer.
And you thought those were for you?
Well, yeah, I did.
Because you're the only one who likes cedar crust ice cream?
No, Arlo likes it too.
Yes, I do.
And I know how much you love your kids, Mom. Almost as much as your kids love cedar crust.
Well, you're right. But don't eat all of them. Your dad and I like Cedar Crest too. Grab one for each of us.
Cedar Crest ice cream sandwiches. Available in vanilla and black cherry.
Members of Leona are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LionaWisconsin.org. LIUNAWisconsin.org.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. That's because their team is always there to protect your dreams.
Freddy Peralta going out there for the sixth. He is throwing a whale of a game at the moment. And Brewers up 8-0. Freddie at 68 pitches. Some action begins in the Brewers' pen, and the first one is a strike on Jacob Wilson. Less than 2 weeks away from the season opener against the New York Yankees, Freddie Peralta ticketed for that game in two Thursdays. That one back to the backstop with a breaking ball. One ball, one strike. It was announced yesterday that Carlos Rodon would be the starter for the New York Yankees on opening day, barring any injury issues.
Yankees have had enough of those in their rotation.
No doubt. Ground ball, pass Peralta. Pratt diving, loses his glove. Baseball was under his chest. No play. Wilson with too much speed. The fact that Pratt even got to that was impressive. An infield single for Jacob Wilson. Leadoff man is on for the first time in the game for the A's. Seth Brown's the batter. He is singled and popped up.
This is the first time this spring, correct me if I'm wrong, Jeff, that a Brewers pitcher has gone out for six innings.
Without a doubt. It may be the first time anybody's even completed five or gone out for the fifth.
I think you're right.
And I would never correct you if you were wrong.
Ever.
It's impressive enough because for Freddy Peralta, who last pitched in a minor league game. This one hit on the first base side and foul. The last time he was on a big league mound was all the way back on the 5th, 10 days ago. And he only went three innings in that particular start and threw 35 pitches. So the natural progression would be to get him to 50 or 55. Today, I think the target was 75, maybe 80. And he's at 72 at the moment. 0-1 is down and away with a change. Ball and a strike on Seth Brown.
The impressive thing has been he's had the feel for every one of his pitches.
Slider has looked good. Even the changeup, the limited amount of times he's used it has been sharp. Fastball on the inside corner for a strike. It's 1-2. Free and easy for Freddy Peralta. One, two. Breaking ball missed off the outside corner. Check the swing. He didn't go. That would be quite the weapon for Freddy Peralta this year. To left-handed batters, able to get that outside corner with a curveball. It's a tough pitch to execute. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He changed up on him. Strikeout number four for Freddy Peralta. Ortho ASAP strikeout, and that's going to end the day for Freddy Peralta. Pat Murphy is on his way out. He makes the signal. 76 pitches and done for Freddy. Leave to a nice ovation from the Brewers crowd. U.S. Cellular proud to present this pitching change. And they also support the Brew Crew. When the game is on, don't miss your chance to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Yeah, great ovation for Freddy Peralta as he leaves. Easton McGee will be the new pitcher for the Brewers. When we come back, they lead the A's 8-0 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Jan from Toyota here. Feeling cooped up from winter? Well, now until March 31st is the perfect time for a new Toyota, like Camry, Grand Highlander, and more. So you can get back out there and do the things you love, like hitching up the boat to a tundra for a lake day.
I haven't water skied in a long time.
Yes. Live out your spring fantasies with a new Toyota. Come in today.
Go from dreaming it to driving it. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Toyota, let's go places.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Flash frozen and vacuum packed, Usinger's fresh brats are styrofoam free and will stay for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest and most additive free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with all of our other great Link products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the Elf on the label, you've got quality on the table.
Discover your new favorite city,
Milwaukee.
Catch a sunrise over Lake Michigan.
Sip your way through craft breweries.
And dive into a dining scene that's turning heads. From museums and music to thrilling sports teams and buzzing nightlife, Milwaukee delivers all season long.
Good things are always brewing on the fresh coast.
The expert guides at visitmilwaukee.org have everything you need to fully plan every detail, whatever it is you'd like to do in Milwaukee. Plan your trip today at visitmilwaukee.org.
Miguel Andujar hits with one out against Easton McGee for the Brewers, coming in out of the bullpen. The pitch is a ball down and in. Didn't miss by much. One and on. Andujar chopped a double over the third baseman, Caleb Durbin's head last time up. He's 2-for-2. Peralta, 5 1/3 innings, 76 pitches. Struck out 4. Andujar takes a curveball for a strike, 1-1. Great in terms of the pitch count for Freddie Peralta. Also, 0 walks. I bet he had 1 3-ball count all afternoon. And that one, breaking ball, is in for a strike. 1 ball and 2 strikes.
I was going to say the same thing. I don't think he even really came close to walking a batter. You used the word efficient earlier, and that was efficient Freddie.
That Freddie is going to win a lot of games this year. 1-2. Fly ball, shallow left. It'll be Pratt calling for it. He's by himself and makes the catch 10 feet into the outfield grass. C.J. Alexander, the right fielder, hits for the Athletics.
Maybe you used the word economical. Now I'm second-guessing myself, but either way.
Either word is appropriate on Big Word Saturday.
I'm all about accuracy on this broadcast.
Don't let it get in the way of a good story, though, Josh. Alexander fouls it back, and it's 0-1.
If you are efficient, you're definitely going to be economical.
Mm-hmm. They're one and the same. Alexander calls time. Did we want to put a wager in our official attendance game for the day? Do we want to do that? We had 9,000 yesterday. Kent decided to box himself in between two votes as the last one. There's a strike, and it's 0-2. We can get that ready for the top of the sixth inning if you guys want to do a quick head count. It's up to you, or the bottom of the sixth, rather, because we're in the top of the sixth now.
I'm ready when you are.
Well, with 2 strikes and 2 outs, we'll wait as McGee steps off the back of the rubber.
Don't let the facts get in the way of a good story.
I'll let the 2 strikes and 2 outs get in the way.
Those are facts.
Swinging a foul. All right, what's your guess, Josh?
6,127.
6,127 for Mr. Maurer. Are you deferring to last again? Okay. 47.92 for me. Pitches up and out. 1 ball and 2 strikes on Alexander. I gave you a bigger window with which to choose, Dr. Sommerfeld. I'm making him think about it. One ball, 2 strikes, the pitch. Bounce towards first. It's a foul ball to the new first baseman, Blake Burke. Kent just said 46.99 after I went 47.92. So you're giving yourself 100 of a buffer? You don't think it's over 5? Okay, well then go 47.93. All right. We'll just leave it at Kent. See, all bad guess the last couple of days. 1-2 pitch is high. 2 balls and 2 strikes.
We had plenty of time.
We got plenty of time. We had plenty of time. The foul ball saved us. I still can't believe Kent was within 97 of my guess. He gave him 97 people. Swing and a miss, and Easton McGee strikes out C.J. Alexander in the inning. Bottom of the sixth is on the way. It's 8-0 Brewers on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
At Benson Insurance Agency, they've got you covered for life's unexpected twists. From life and car insurance to home, UTV, four-wheeler, farm, commercial auto, and property, they've got you covered. Count on them for competitive rates and professional services that prioritize your peace of mind. Your protection is their priority. Call them at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in safeguarding what matters most. They're not just agents, they're your advocates.
My life is always on, every single day. And the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Tyler Ferguson for another inning of work for the Athletics. Caleb Durbin is leading off. We got our attendance, by the way.
Uh-oh.
I think I won again. That one's low on Durbin. 1 ball and no strikes. 5,008. Josh went over. Kent really put himself in a corner. There's a strike, and Durbin is an even count, 1 ball, 1 strike. Kent boxed himself in yesterday. It was the wrong decision. Today, he went under by 97, and it was the wrong decision. 97. Pitch, a line drive, base hit to left by Durbin. Joins the hit parade. Everybody in the lineup has now reached base safely for the Brewers. Durbin's got a leadoff single to left. So I'm back-to-back winners. Okay.
You're going to win the Cactus League attendance trophy.
I feel like I'm the only guy that brings the game into play. Do you guys do that when I'm not working?
You know, this is the second game I've worked in this ballpark the whole spring.
Both with me, right?
That's true.
Swing and a line drive, base hit back up the middle by Pratt. Couple of knocks by Durbin and Pratt to start this sixth inning for Milwaukee. Well, plus you had a game that only went an inning and a half, too.
Yeah, I didn't count that one.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, I'm the road guy. So
that's
it works.
Okay. But you could still play the attendance game on the road.
Not as familiar.
No.
Harder to guess.
That's what makes it fun, though. It's a true shot from the hip.
Were you a Price is Right guy?
Love it. I love the Price is Right. Still watch the Price is Right.
I shouldn't have used the past tense.
There's a strike on Sal Frelick, and it's 0-1. Yeah, I love the Price is Right. That is my, if I can, in terms of timing, that is what I watch if I'm on the treadmill, if I'm running inside. That's down and away. One ball, one strike. I'll go, let's make a deal, and then Price is Right. Much prefer the Price is Right. That's the way we play. If you go over, everybody loses.
Right.
Got to be under. The 1-1 to Frelick misses outside. Two balls and one strike.
I took myself out by going 6,000.
Speaking of the prices, right now, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, you can get windows as low as $22 a month or doors as low as $89 per month. Visit PellaWI.com today. That is the right price. Turn around and no throw from Ferguson.
They never go over.
Never. Pella will take care of you. Spring, summer, fall, winter. Great prices, great people over at Pella. The 2-1. Swing and a miss by Frelick. Two balls and two strikes. Two on with nobody out. And Brewers leading it 8-0 in the bottom of the sixth. 12 hits for the Brewers, just 5 for the A's. The pitch, swing and a fly ball to left. Got some carry. Ruiz is back on it, makes the catch just short of the warning track. Tagging and going to third is Durbin, and he'll be there standing as the ball now just trickles into the infield. Fly out to left. Durbin, knowing the arm strength out in left field, takes advantage. Yadier Arenamo is the hitter. A reminder from Schneider and their professional truck drivers, distracted driving puts everybody at risk. Stay focused and drive safe. All right, Namo, his second plate appearance, fly to center, back in the fourth.
On deck is number 74, Jared Oliva. Oliva would hit for
all right, Namo waits, and a swing and a miss. Good breaking ball by Ferguson. Jared Oliva is on deck. He'll hit for Yelich. Oliva homered yesterday. That was a bomb. This is only at bat. He was pinch hit for late in the game. Swing and a miss by Arenamo. Tomo Arigato Yadier Arenamo. Chokes up on the bat slightly with two strikes, and here it comes from Ferguson. Strike three called. Heater at the knees at 95. Two away, and now it's Oliva.
I think that's how Styx wrote that song.
They were predicting the future of Yadier Arenamo coming to be. Congrats out to Greg Gard's Wisconsin Badgers moving on to the Big Ten Finals. Championship game, awaiting the winner of Michigan and Maryland. They're playing right now in the final minute. Oliva takes inside. One ball and no strikes. Wisconsin knocking off the top seed Michigan State Spartans. Toss to first and back standing is Pratt.
And boy, that seed that they're going to get tomorrow from the NCAA Tournament Selection Committee looks like it's going to be a nice high one after the run in the Big Ten Tournament.
No doubt. They could be as high as a 2, but more than likely a 3 seed, one would think. Oliva takes a ball. It's 2-0. Ferguson ready, and the righty deals. That is low again. Three balls and no strikes on Jared Oliva. Blake Burke is on deck. Got a left-hander, Hogan Harris, in the A's bullpen. Throw to first again, and Pratt is back standing. Where's Hogan Windisch when you need him? Were you guys here for that one? That was fun.
I called a home run that he hit. Hogan Windisch.
3-0. Inside, he walked him, and Durbin stays put at third base. The ball popped away from the catcher Pareda very briefly. And the bases are loaded for Burke. Two singles and then a two-out walk. Blake Burke, great power-hitting Brewers prospect. And takes a wide strike one. 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Burke is 2-for-5 with a double this spring on the big league side. And the pitch, fouled back. 6-3, goes about 230. Born in Oakland, California, and playing against the Athletics.
Who does he remind you of a little bit when you see him in the box as a big lefty first baseman?
Oh, man. Here's the pitch to him, a swing and a foul. And it stays at nothing and two.
I think he's got a little Rowdy Tellez.
Okay. He's not as stout as Rowdy, but the height comp, the way he holds the bat, yeah I like
that. The swing. And he's got that prodigious kind of power. We've seen it.
Mm-hmm. Got a step off from the pitcher. There's some confusion on the pitch timer and whether it was reset or not. Blake Burke waits. 0-2, a swing and a miss, and he's gone on strikes. He overpowered him with a fastball. And the inning ends, the Brewers leave the bases loaded as we go to the seventh. Brewers up 8-0 on the Athletics on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the tire professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states, great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of Hand-Cooked Tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway Hand-Cooked Tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit PompsTire.com.
With all the money you can save on gas when you use the Club Citgo Rewards app, you're good to go. But good to go where? Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Cool. Good to go to the opera. Good to sit ringside at a boxing match. Good to go salsa dancing? Tap dancing? Or polka dancing? Download Citgo's money-saving Club Citgo app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
The best day of the year is coming. Don't miss it. Brewers opening day on March 31st includes live music, VIP guests, drumline performances, DJs, plus exclusive merch and ballpark fare. Get tickets before they're gone at brewers.com/openingday. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
We'll take some more of that.
Smollett.
Swing a line drive. Deep center. It's gone. A walk-off home run.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
You're killing me, Smalls.
With Josh Maurer and Kent Sommerfeld, Jeff Levering aboard. It's 8-0, and in the seventh, we've got Trevor McGill coming in for the Brewers and Josh Maurer on the mic.
All right, Jeff, thank you very much. Yeah, Trevor's in there. Garrett Spain is the new center fielder for the Brewers. So the day for Sal Frelick comes to its end, and the third pitcher will be McGill. His sixth outing of the spring. He's got good numbers. Trevor's given up just 3 runs, but only 1 earned. And strike one on Max Schumann, who leads things off here for Oakland. 4 2/3 innings for McGill over his first 5 appearances of the Cactus League. Schumann leading off in the 0-1 pitch. Piping hot fastball, but inside he had to spin his shoulder to get back out of the way, did the third baseman Schumann. Schumann is 0-2. He's gone the whole way. Johnny Pareda, the catcher, is on deck. Freddy Peralta went 5 1/3 shutout innings today. The 1-1 pitch. Schumann hits it on the ground to short. Stays low there for Cooper Pratt. gobbles it up cleanly, makes a perfect throw across in time to get Schumann. One up and one down here for McGill. And Johnny Parada to the plate. 8-0 game, if you're just joining us. All 8 runs scored in the second inning, including big homers from William Contreras and then from Reese Hoskins. Ball inside on the catcher, Parada. The Brewers are in search of what would be a fifth consecutive win this week.
What?
Yeah. Heck of a week. Last lost on Sunday. 1-0 pitch is fouled out of play by the catcher, Parada. 97 from Trevor McGill.
Could be 2 for the price of 1 today. The Brewers' other half is winning 4-0 against the Angels in Tempe.
So we've got a combined 12-0 in the split squad.
Heck yeah.
That was the game Tobias Myers left due to an oblique issue, though. Line drive to right field, but Manuel Margot has it sized up. Oh, he froze, and then it sailed over his head and landed off the warning track. Rolls to the fence, and Johnny Parada goes into second base. He'll have a double. Not sure if Margot was going to catch it anyway. Kind of froze on the line drive that was hit at him.